Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Today, first half hour will be with Dr. Sergey Leo Shuley-Sorin. Second half hour will be me, solo, 5-minute university lessons. And then the second full hour, Kathy will be in my seat, and she'll be joined by Sharon, who will be discussing domestic engineering and how to get through this mess we're in better than you'd be otherwise getting it through without some of the lessons they're going to teach you. Welcome, Dr. Sergey Leo Shuley-Sorin.
Thank you, sir. Great to be here, and I'm, by the way, cruising at about 65 on the highway, and so I hope reception continues. Otherwise,
wonderful, wonderful.
Well, I'm still with you in spirit and soul, and but it is what it is. Actually, my new favorite expression, Vincent, it is what it is, but it ain't what it used to be.
Oh, you are so right about that. And speaking about it ain't what it used to be, I had a question for you, and this has been a burning question that I have had for many, many decades. And that is, people seem to have good days and bad days. And sometimes if you have a loved one in the hospital and you go in, and so how's he doing, how's she doing, or if you call to find out how someone's doing, well, not having a good day. Why is it that people have good days and bad days? What is it that makes that happen?
Well, Vincent, if you want a simple one-word answer, I can give you that in a nutshell. And then if you want, if whoever wants to listen, the rest of the bonus. It's all a head game, a mind game. It's all a question of the control center, so to speak. It's about 90% of anything that ever happens in health, but as well as in wellness, in money, in relationships, and everything else, is literally a mindset. And you can literally take the worst possible situation at hand, for example, my colon cancer, stage 3 plus, back in 07. I keep using my example because, I don't have to, I'm okay to talk about myself, HIPAA compliance. And, it could have been one of the worst things. I was told I'd be dead in 2 years. It was the turning moment for the rest of my life. It was a beautiful thing. So, every challenge is an opportunity, but you got to see that way, and if you don't see it that way, then it's basically on you. Now, I'm not saying everyone gets what they deserve or what they need to or what they want to. Absolutely not. We've been hit with terrible things. Norm, I wish he was doing better. There's so many things, events, and ideas that are on my wish list that are simply not happening. Our culture, society, you name it, government, we can go on and on here down the rabbit holes as we go, but the question is, if I cannot change what it is that is happening, if I cannot change it, this is what Dr. Shuley has taught me. Very simple, very clear, and if this is the one message that we learn from this, and I'm absolutely happy to continue this conversation in more detail, but it's going to come down and boil down to one simple thing, and that is, if you can do something about about any given situation. It's in your power. It's in your interest, control, and you want, you really want to do that. Give it everything you got, legally, physically, emotionally, financially, personally, whatever, in every single capacity. Go for it. I mean, if you're going to fight, fight. If you're going to love, love. Whatever it is, give it 100% of everything and get to where you need to be, because if you do, if you set the decision, you'll get there. One way or another. Second way is basically to have things that are out of your control. And most people worry about those, about the weather, about the government, about tomorrow. We don't get to control that stuff. We really do not. And we're wasting our precious energy on those things, and we're not doing things that we should be doing instead. So we are wasting our human potential, in a way, literally, in a nutshell. So that is exactly where it stands. Let go and detach of things that are out of your control, and optimize your mind. Self-control, self-regulation, and that's where we can get into a whole bunch of detail. Biogenics, autogenic training, that's why we teach that stuff. That's why the PEMF is so important. It puts the brain into something called gamma. It's a place of optimal being. And if the brain is okay, control center, you're okay. Or you're going to make it okay. Anyway, that's the short of it. I know I get passionate about this, and I'm not even going to apologize about it. I love it. So, Vincent, I do want to have you jump in and see if you have any questions, thoughts. I mean, you usually have brilliant things to say on this thing that matters.
Well, I have a couple comments. You know, I've met your wife many, many times. And your wife and my wife have something in common. And Kathy and Sharon, who are going to be on for hour number two, they all have the same thing in common. When you talk with them, when I talk with them, they're happy, they're bubbly. it's contagious. When you're around them, things are great. Because I have a feeling that your wife and my wife and Kathy and Sharon wake up the same way. What a great day. What a great day. It could be snowing. It could be it could be sleet.
It is my sunshine. That's exactly it. Perfect. Yes.
Okay. Well, that seems to be the way our wives and friends are. So how much of that positive enthusiasm, even when, you know, it's barely warranted, you know, being positive, how much of that contributes to good days? How much of that contributes to longevity, living longer?
Oh, God. If you want to look at literature, Google Scholar, and so on and so forth, my God, it's the literature is abounding. This, if you want to live a happy, healthy life, a long life, beyond 100, it is all possible. It's not out of the reach, but we have to change the way we think about our bodies, our societies, our organizational structures, and we need to get back to the basics. What do I mean by the basics? Essentials of holism, spirit, soul, mind, body. Who are we? Who am I? What is my purpose here? What am I doing? What am I accomplishing? What is my optimal potential? What am I wasting my time and energy on? Know thyself. 3,000-year-old quote. One of the most beautiful things. We still ask ourselves the same question. I ask myself the same question as well every single day. Who am I? And the answer is, I'm a spiritual being, I'm a soul, and I'm here in this amazing control center, this mind, this brain, to achieve something absolutely wonderful, to make the world a better place, and as well as to learn and do everything to make myself better in every single way. Every single way, personal, family, and you name it, but mostly growth and learning. But that goes, again, that goes into the concept of holism, where spirit is unbound. In other words, it's unlimited. So how much can you learn about yourself once you start learning? Unlimited, baby, unlimited. Anyhow, here we are.
Okay. Well, here's the next question. So as you are well-versed in medicine and you spend time in private practice at your clinic as well as at a larger institution outside of St. Louis as an ER doctor, are you in a position to be able to forecast what items might be in short supply that we absolutely positively need for good health. And here's where I'm going with this. My dog can make vitamin C. I can't make my own vitamin C, and I can't store my own vitamin C. Is that something that we should start stocking up on based on your experiences where you see things might going, or is there so much vitamin C we don't ever have to worry about it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. As the government is stepping in, and we are in our clinic, we run the vitamin C infusions, Myers cocktails. We also run intravenous ozone. All three molecules basically generate through electricity, like an ionosphere, but it's a controlled and medical device, and it cleans out the blood, cleans out all the bots and all whatever, and the impurities, so on and so forth. But we found ourselves in short supply on all of those as well, and a bunch of occasions. So now, instead of having one pharmacy to supply us, or one store, one place, wholesaler, now we have about five or six, and if we get something from one of them on a weekly basis, then it's a good week. Otherwise, we have to plan and think about whom we can give the IVs to, and that's terrible. That reminds me of, my God, Russia, former Soviet, where everything was rationed, and guess what? The people with power got all the rations. So that's, a different category for a different day, but part of society. So another thing to be prepared. Be so ready.
Dr. Sorin, are you still there? Yeah. Okay.
We just... you may have heard the navigation. It's if my wife asks, so there's no woman here with me. I hope you can hear me.
Should we be stocking up on vitamin C for our families?
You should. Everyone should be stocking up on absolute essentials. And I would say at this critical time, I'm as worried about gasoline as I am worried about all the supplements and all the basics. So whatever the people have, have in their regimen, in other words, whatever that happens to be. Now everybody should be on a good basic decomplex with essentials. For example, two of those per day. That's the Shield's essentials. Everybody needs to have a good vitamin C, unless there's an otherwise issue. And the good form of vitamin C is a youth formula, which combines 2 grams of vitamin C with other components such as MSM, and that doubles the amount of vitamin C, literally effectiveness, as well as it raises DHEA and the stress wellness hormone. So again, that's a second essential. Third is magnesium, but topical, not by mouth. By mouth, it goes through the liver. There's absorption rate is generally terrible unless there are certain forms. Through the skin, great for the muscle relaxation, great for aches and pains, and literally a handful a day. There you go. Lotion or spray. Dr. Shilly's got another patent on that showing another DHEA elevation and the stress wellness form, but another 60%. And last but not least, everybody should be on the vitamin D, D3, as in David 3. Why is that important? 50,000 units weekly, or between 5,000 to 10,000 units daily. I use, that's the basic essential immune support and the basic nutrient panel. Now, if a person has other things, then there's other protocols, but you start with that. But if a person has, for example, hypertension and they're taking taurine...
We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Dr. Shealy's son, and his name is Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren. And if you'd like to make an appointment to talk with him, you can call the office, you can call the clinic, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to go to the website, the easiest way for me to remember it is normshealy.com, norm as in Norman, Shealy, SHEALY.com, and that's where you can buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements, the same place I do, same supplements. And Dr. Shealy Soren, I had a question about COVID-19. And that question is, we lost our third family member on my wife's side over the weekend to COVID. There's no question about it. She got it from a healthcare professional, and she passed away this weekend. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is that there are people who have said on air, not us, but on air, on other broadcasts, that COVID is fake. This is their quote, quote, fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS, end quote. So COVID is fake, fraud, and BS. What is your reaction to that?
I have, as a physician, especially emergency room, but as well as clinic, and I see this in a different position as many others, because when this was happening, instead of turning people away who were turning positive with the fear, we welcomed them into the clinic for infusions with intravenous fluids, IVs, vitamin C, intravenous ozone, other supports, and literally helping them getting through this stuff, so to speak. But I will share this with you. I was trained in terms of the bioweaponry and some of the things to watch for. This is part of my, I mean, I'm fascinated with the military, certain aspects of that, of course, and being a doctor, you know, the big chemical agents and how the body responds and so on and so forth. So this is one of my big interests. And it certainly falls into the very broad category of bioweapons in terms of inflammatory, vascular, and so conspicuous that it can literally mimic anything under the sun. Literally anything under the sun, from strokes to heart attacks to sudden death to God knows what, literally. And this is where, between all this information and details, there's a physical aspect, there's mental and emotional aspects with fear and people separating. That 6-foot distance, by the way, has never shown to be any good, and that has done so terrible for the human soul in connection. I'm just going to leave it at that. And that's just a small tip of the iceberg on the deeper social dilemma that here is. And the incidence of depression, anxiety, suicides, homicides, domestic violence, just my God, people worsening chronic illness, and not because of anything else, but because the system has gone to hell and back, literally. And the other thing about it is that people, and this is what I've been seeing as a doctor in the emergency room, more so than as a clinic doc, is normally working in a smaller emergency room. It's a called critical access, which means people come in and we're supposed to stabilize and get them to a higher place of level care, such as Barnes Jewish Hospital or Missouri Baptist in Missouri, but where they have all the specialists and capacity. But we have not been able to do that because the resources have been shut down, and not because people are not, there's no resources, it's literally a resource how it's utilized. And it's literally a waste, one giant waste after another. For example, having critical people wait while the room is being cleared for 30 minutes for a possible, not even a real COVID. And in the meantime, nobody can come in or out, and the person is on the way to death. Does that make any sense? I'm just giving that as an analogy, but what I'm seeing is quite scary along those lines. Anyway, I'll just leave it at that. But did you have a specific angle on what you wanted to address?
Well, we're out of time for today's class, Dr. Sergey Leo Sheely Soren. But so the short answer is: COVID real, or is it fake fraud? And to use their term, BS.
As an entity, there is a syndrome, and there's a predictable outcome. So I'm going to say that whatever is both is ahead. And
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans are calling out President Biden for bypassing Congress again and making the American people pay back someone else's student loan debt. Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Fox News is a member of the House Budget Committee.
This is also a gross violation of separation of powers. Congress has not discussed this proposal. Congress has not voted on this proposal. The president is using a statute that does not apply under this condition. That is why it's illegal.
The DNC's Cedric Richmond defends the American people being responsible for someone else's debt.
Congress acted. And if you look at the legislation that allowed President Trump and President Biden to delay loan repayment, it's the same legislation that allows him to forgive.
Lightning and a hydrogen leak may delay the launch of the Artemis 1 to the moon. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Musician Taylor Swift won Video of the Year at last night's Video Music Awards in Newark, New Jersey. Taylor won with her 10-minute song, All Too Well.
I had sort of made up my mind that if you were going to be this generous and give us this, I thought it might be a fun moment to tell you that my brand new album comes out October 21st.
Two U.S. Navy-guided missile cruisers sailed through the Taiwan Strait Sunday. Gordon Chang on Fox News is a senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute.
You know, the United States has had one consistent foreign policy from the founding of our republic. It has been the defense of the global commons. And we need to do more of this because China is claiming that the Taiwan Strait, where this sailing took place, and the South China Sea, and the East China Sea, and the Yellow Sea, they say the sovereign Chinese water. Well, the United States needs to sail, fly, and operate wherever international law allows, and we need to show the Chinese that, and we need to do more of it.
Violence between militias backed by Libya's rival governments have killed at least 32 people and wounded 159 more. The fighting in Libya's capital, Tripoli, on Saturday was the worst there in 2 years, and has raised fears the country could plunge back into a full-blown war. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Because I know you didn't hear this, but the conversation continued on into the break, and I asked Sergey Leo Shuli Sorin if COVID is real or fake. And he has said that it is real, and he has seen hundreds, if not thousands, of cases. So there you have it. And I'll be glad to ask him again next week if you want to hear him say it in his own words. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. I've got some breaking news.
I sent you the link. So far, the media hasn't covered it, so let's be the first to do so. The Vatican, the Pope, has called in all liquid assets to be put into the Vatican Bank by September 30th. This is a red flag to me that they know something is about to happen with finances. And it's pretty creepy. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I just brought it up as you were mentioning it. I didn't check that particular. I just went to get messages. And it says Pope Francis has ordered that the Holy See, S-E-E, and connected entities move all financial assets to the Institute of Works of Religion, the IOR, commonly known as the Vatican Bank. And I don't know what this means, but I do know that according to Operation Gladio, which I've been referring to for well over a year, that the Vatican is a money laundering bank. It's got investments all over the world. And it looks like the Vatican, well, believe it or not, in class, the Vatican Bank has 110 employees and just under 15,000 clients. So there's it has investments of its clients in the Vatican Bank, about just under $6 billion worth of assets that belong to its clients. So what this really means, I don't know. I don't know, but it does sound like if you look at the whole broad picture, the things that we've been talking about here at USA Prepares, it looks like the second Great Depression, no matter how you call it. That's what I see. I was talking with one of our instructors last night, and I mentioned that of the things that we buy, and we don't buy a lot of the things that we buy at Sam's Club, it looks like about 20% of them are out of stock. Not just once. They're out of stock for long periods of time, like a month or two. So if you look at that, and if you look at the reorganizing of the Kroger grocery shelves that Kathy in Ohio told us about, and I saw the pictures of it, and if you look at the freezer sections, it looks like stores, retailers, are having a tough time figuring out what in the heck they're going to sell because they can't get what they used to sell. So it used to be that there were, I was thinking about this morning. I'm trying to flesh out your question, Greg. I was thinking about my grandparents. I was thinking about houses that were built in the 1840s. My parents had a house that was built in 1844, and it was built by a railroad tycoon. It was a mansion. But when my parents bought it, they bought it for $50,000 because it was really run down. They traded a nice house, sold a nice house, to buy this dilapidated mansion. And my dad spent 11 years fixing it up. And there were no closets in this house. There were six bedrooms. The living room had two fireplaces. The living room was 30 feet long, 15 by 30 feet. It's huge. Well, didn't have any closets. Didn't have any closets because people didn't have a lot of clothes. They didn't have a lot of things. They didn't have a lot of possessions. So if you look at today...
Can I make a comment on that too?
Well, just one second. If you look at today, we got lots of shoes and we got lots of socks and towels and clothes and clothes and clothes. I mean, that's what people have. Just look at the Kardashians. You know, their clothes closet for their shoes is bigger than my garage. So we have accumulated a lot of things that we don't need. And I was thinking about my grandparents. I'll bet my grandfather had three pairs of slacks and two pairs of shoes. You know, one for work and one for, you know, going out, you know, to church. So we've accumulated a lot of things needlessly. And if you put all that in perspective, the things that we used to be able to buy that we don't need, I'm talking about 2 years ago we used to be able to buy them, things that we used to be able to buy that we don't need are in short supply now. But the things that I'm trying to buy, like dog food, liquid soap, bar soap, laundry detergent, those kind of things, out of stock. Back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And back in the 1800s, I know a lot of houses were built without closets for one reason. The tax man considered them an extra room. So the taxes went up. So what they did was they created these little self-standing closets or, you know, drawers, things like that. But You know, and I had a comment also on COVID-19. On CNN, they had the CEO of Moderna on there, and she tackled him with this. What do you have to say about the gene sequencing of the COVID-19 virus being in your exact same sequencing that is in your patent? And he said, well, mistakes were made. So, yes, it's real. And, yes, it is man-created. Back to you.
I asked Dr. Shealy this probably 8-9 months ago, maybe even a little longer, right here on the air. And I said, Dr. Shealy, I have this this theory. I'd like to proffer this theory on the air with you. And I'll recap that right here, right now. So that my theory is that the COVID jabs, what they call the immunizations, I believe were on a level of 0 to 10. So in terms of strength, 0 meaning placebo, saline solution, 5 half strength, 10 full strength. And that people were given jabs and they were tracked by the lot number, which indicated in the database of the pharmaceutical house what level of immunization, that's in quotes, people were receiving to see what happened. So some people would get the jab and they'd say, yeah, it's like nothing. You know, I just got this little bee sting kind of a thing. No effects whatsoever. My opinion on that is that would be level 0. Some people said, well, I had really mild reaction. That would be level 1. Some people said that they had a pretty strong reaction, but they got over it in a few days. That'd be level 5. Some people just about died or did die. That'd be level 10 in my theory. And I asked that, I offered that up to Dr. Shealy in class, and he said, yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, that jives with exactly what you said. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's they run patents on the actual virus, and they run patents on the vaccine. And the sequencing is matches it exactly. So, yes, it's a bioweapon. Yes, a lot of people had bad reactions. But any kind of an experimental vaccine goes out, there must be placebos and various doses of that particular drug, or in this case, mRNA sequencing material. So it all makes sense, and it is real. It is not fake, and those people are completely baseless for making comments like that. And as far as the breaking story on the Vatican, that kind of puts a date on things that should alarm people that they got about 30 days to think about what they want to do with their finances, whether they need to invest them in food, which is what I suggest. If you got a little silver, then that's going to be great, because that's what you can will be able to discharge your taxes with. But timing is getting very short. Back to you.
You know, in one of the things I wanted to talk about today was Germany. And Germany, the Rhine is drying up. Barges are having a tough time navigating and bringing the manufactured goods and the raw materials in and out of Germany. Well, there's an article in Zero Hedge that talks about the toilet paper shortage that's looming. And the German paper industry is warning Germans about bottlenecks in toilet paper shipping and manufacturing. And the problem is that toilet paper is dependent on natural gas for the production. And without natural gas, they cannot provide a stable supply of toilet paper. Now, it's amazing to me that the number of rolls of toilet paper that the Germans use per year. I said that two people in the United States would probably consume, on average, about one roll of 1,000 sheets of single-ply toilet paper per year. That'd be, I'm sorry, two people, one roll per week, 52 rolls a year for two people. According to the what I've read, the research, the average German uses 134 rolls of toilet paper a year. That'd be almost three times the number of rolls, almost three times the number of rolls. That's unbelievable. So it seems to me that a lot of things have to happen right now. One is we all need to reduce, reuse, and recycle whatever we can. And I'm not suggesting recycling toilet paper. I am suggesting, and I'm not suggesting we reuse it. I am suggesting that don't throw it out until it's absolutely positively worn out and use less of it. Don't leave the lights on outside all day on your front porch. Don't do that. And I see a lot of people in trailer homes that leave the lights on all day. I don't get it.
Can I make a suggestion?
Sure.
On the toilet paper issue, what you want to do is find where your water's coming out into the toilet, put a T in there, and put on a kitchen sprayer, the kind you'd use for your dishes. Toilet paper problem solved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, yes, and some people have resorted to using leaves, and that's you know really, really old. But, you know, there's an old joke about the Sears catalog. And people in the Great Depression used the Sears catalog in their outhouses. And Sears
yeah,
catalog would, yeah, literally, and phone books. You know, if you lived in a big city and you had a big, fat phone book, I mean, why would you throw one of those away? We have gotten used to throwing away things that makes no sense to throw away. There's BTUs in phone books. There's BTUs in Sears catalogs. But I wouldn't throw a Sears catalog away. As a matter of fact, I like looking at them because I can see the products that were sold. And I even have in the studio a catalog, Sears Roebuck & Company catalog from 1906. It's fascinating to me, the number of things that were sold. And the prices were very, very low. And why is that? Because, and how did people get along? Because they weren't taxed into oblivion. They weren't. Greg, thank you so much for the call. I've got a couple items for 5-Minute University that I'm going to be covering. And then, well, you can stay with me if you'd like to hear them. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so I've got some 5-minute university lessons class. And here at the farm, we built our house roughly 17 years ago in the garage, and in some of the locations I have fluorescent light fixtures. Some of them are 8 feet long, some of them are 4 feet long, so I have a bunch of them. And when Hillary Clinton decided that that's it, no more fluorescent lights, I thought, I'm kind of frosted. And I wanted to make sure that we had enough fluorescent light bulbs and the ballasts to keep them running, because I have an investment in fluorescent light fixtures. And I like them. I like fluorescent lights because the lighting is even. So for those 8-foot long fluorescent light bulbs like you used to see in supermarkets and in Walmart, they last a long time and the lighting is even. Whereas in LED lighting, and we have some of that too, in our barn we have probably almost 100 LED light bulbs that you screw in into the, you know, those porcelain fixtures overhead. We've got those. But the fluorescent lights I like for the shop use because it's an even light. Well, sometimes the fluorescent bulbs fail. And how long do they last? Well, typically between 8,000 hours to 15,000 hours each. That's way longer than an incandescent light bulb. Now, what affects them is on-off cycling. So the more you turn them on and off for short periods, that's rough on them. It causes them to fail sooner. Well, how do you know when a fluorescent light bulb is about to fail? Well, you look at the end. You look at the end where it goes into the lamp holder. And so the last inch and a half of the tube, the extreme ends, turns like a gray color and then turns blacker and blacker and blacker. Well, the more black it gets, the closer it is to the end of its life. So sometimes you'll find out that if you have two fluorescent bulbs in a fixture, one of them might flicker a little bit, or they might not start and come on to full brightness. So what do you do? Well, here's what I do. I rotate that bulb by 180 degrees. So I take the bulb out and turn the north end to the south and the south end to the north. Rotate it 180 degrees, put it back in. And you know what? A lot of times it snaps right back to life. And it won't last you know, twice as long as it would have lasted, but it'll last longer than it would if you don't do that. So you can extend the life of fluorescent bulbs by just taking it out and rotating 180 degrees. And whenever I do that, I wash them with a very mild, like one drop of Dawn in a wet towel, like a paper towel. And then I clean them so that the light isn't hampered by dust that might be on a bulb. And they seem to do really, really well. So 8,000 to 15,000 hours is how long a fluorescent light bulb will last. Rechargeable batteries, you know, we all have them. I don't have a phone, but I do have rechargeable flashlights. And those lithium-ion batteries, I am terrified of starting a fire in our house. So where do you charge batteries? Well, where I charge them is in the kitchen. Why? Because I want to watch them. I will not charge a lithium battery in the shop or in the barn because I'm not always there. But usually there's someone near the kitchen. And what I do is I take a ceramic tile, a floor tile, same kind that we have in our house, 13 by 13 inches. I put rubber feet on the bottom, four rubber feet, and I put the charger on that ceramic tile, which is on the counter. Now, the rubber feet are to prevent the ceramic tile from scratching up our laminate counter. We don't have granite. We don't have marble countertops. We don't have Corian. We just have, you know, Wilson art. Kind of, you know, it's the laminate. So it gets scratched up by the ceramic tile bottoms because they're rough. Well, the four rubber feet prevent the scratching of the counter, and the 13 by 13 inch tile is really hard to set that on fire. As a matter of fact, it's darn near impossible to set that on fire. So in the kitchen, on a ceramic tile, in the middle of the tile is where I will put a rechargeable battery for a flashlight if I'm going to recharge it. And I have a camera that I'm using for the book, 5-Minute University, and that's where I charge the old batteries for that antique Nikon camera. Okay, so those are two lessons. Now, what about painting ceilings? Well, we always paint our ceilings white, and there's a very specific color that we use when we paint our ceilings, and that's called ceiling white. Now, ceiling white is a specific color. It's really bright. It's highly reflective, and it is exactly the same color as spackle. Isn't that interesting? So there are some people who build houses, and they don't even paint the ceilings because they spackle and texture the entire ceiling, and it looks like it's been painted ceiling white. How about that? Well, I'm not suggesting you don't paint the ceiling if you spackled it, because you really want to have a barrier, a vapor barrier, so water and moisture don't go through the spackle. You really want to have a vapor barrier, which could be ceiling white. So I like ceiling white. All of our ceilings in our house are painted the same color. Every single one. Closets, everything. Ceiling white. And it's the same color as spackle. So if you had to patch up a little hole, you might not have to repaint the ceiling white. And if you do have to repaint, you just buy ceiling white, and guess what? It'll match, because ceiling white is ceiling white is ceiling white is ceiling white. Okay, Kathy's going to be with you for the next hour, and Sharon is going to join her. I'm looking forward to listening to their classes.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.